7:36, currently 75 degrees on this beautiful Tuesday morning on a Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We're your station for Mid-Michigan News. State Representative Lisa Posthumous-Lyons is on the other end of our line. She represents Michigan's 86th district, which is just outside of Grand Rapids on I-96. Representative, how are you?
Good morning. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Lisa's also the assistant majority floor leader. What do you make of the vagina monologues and what's been going on with this situation?
Yeah, I think that wasn't the first rally at the Capitol. It won't be the last. It's the People's Building, and we welcome all kinds of folks to come and share their thoughts and ideas. I just feel bad for those women who I believe many of them were probably misled by the Democrats as to why they were there.
Are Democratic women who are Democrats at the House and in the Senate, are their voices being squashed?
Oh, absolutely not. Nothing could be further from the truth. There is no war on women, I believe, in America, and there certainly isn't a war on women in the House of Representatives. As you mentioned, I'm the Assistant Majority Floor Leader. I chair the Education Committee. I'm a woman. We have a female Associate Speaker Pro Tem who often presides over the proceedings. We had several women on the Democrat side speak out against the bill that was the center of the debate. And the next day, even when Representative Byram and Brown were told they could not speak, we had several women speak about bills on the floor just that next day. Nothing could be further from the truth. This is about maintaining professionalism and decorum and abiding by the House rules on the floor. If we're going to be allowed to continue having passionate debate.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to let these women speak and then this wouldn't even be a controversy?
Well, we can't tolerate people disobeying the House rules. Both of them broke the House rules. Lisa Brown brought in props and displays, which had to be taken off the House floor by the sergeants. And that was her breaking the House rule. Then what was objectionable and that many of the members found was that she compared supporting this bill or passing this bill to rape, and that's insensitive, unprofessional, and undignified of a representative. Now, Representative Byram broke the House rule. She was not recognized to speak and continued to try and speak, and once she was not recognized, she stormed down the aisle screaming and shouting words, and I don't put up with temper tantrums from my kids in my home, and the people shouldn't put up with temper tantrums from their representatives in the House.
Do you think that Republicans have a problem with the words vagina and vasectomy?
Not at all. I know some people may have a problem with that, but I don't think it's a partisan issue. I personally don't have a problem with it, and those are not the words. Vagina and vasectomy are not the words of the controversy. The controversy or what led to the controversy is Representatives Brown and Byram acting unprofessionally and not following the rules of the House floor. And we cannot have that if we're going to continue having debate. We need to be professionals. We are statesmen and women. This is just a distraction that the Democrats are using to distract from the record of real results that we're getting in Michigan. Unemployment is down. Personal income is growing. For the first time in 10 years, more people in Michigan think we're on the right track versus going in the wrong direction. That's leadership.
Perception can be reality, and there are a lot of people who perceive this as squashing the voice of the woman, especially of women who are Democrats. Do you think this is going to hurt Republicans in the upcoming election?
Well, that's why I'm here, Tony, to set the record straight. I don't particularly relish a Capitol catfight, but there's one thing that Republican women will not do, and that's back down from the truth.
So
as assistant majority floor leader, member of the leadership team, as chair of the education committee, as a leader in our caucus and in the House of Representatives, as a woman and a mother, I am here to defend the actions that the majority floor leader took, because it is so crucial to maintain decorum on the House floor.
Do you think this would have happened if Democrats were in the majority?
I can't speculate as to what would happen if Democrats were in the majority, but I can tell you our unemployment would probably be higher, our income probably wouldn't be growing, and I don't think you'd be seeing the same leadership you're seeing that right now.
All right. Democrats say that this isn't going to go away. This is going to be a focal point because you're talking about the right of free speech, and the way you see it, the way the Republicans see it, is different than what the Democrats and how they see it. Where do you think we go moving forward from here?
Well, I'm not going to let this be a distraction. I'm going to continue focusing on job creation in Michigan, getting our families back to work, and I'm going to focus on all the great things that we need to do, that we have done and are going to have to do to continue turning around our state. The Democrats would love to continue distracting our record, because we do have a positive record of leadership, and it's producing tangible results.
Do you support the new bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
I was an early and avid supporter of the bridge, and I'm so glad it's finally underway, and I'm very proud of the governor for being able to accomplish that.
If you think it's such a good thing, how come they're getting these votes to put this issue on the ballot? Because the opponents of the bridge say that they have hundreds of thousands of votes to put this on the ballot.
Yeah, I think they're doing that because, again, that's competition for that one opponent, and I don't begrudge them for going out there and trying to block competition, but at the end of the day, I've seen the numbers, I've seen the studies, and I know we need a second span, and especially where I represent in West Michigan, one in every seven jobs is a direct result of our trade with Canada.
And before I let you go, Representative Lyons, tell us what you can on legislation for the teachers' retirement. Do you know where we are there?
Yeah, that's a vote that I was actually very proud to have cast, and I think the House really did their work. We did what we set out we were going to do. A little disappointed it wasn't passed by the Senate yet. But this retirement reform is going to save our schools billions of dollars, much needed relief that they've been clamoring for, and I was happy to deliver on that. It is a change, and I understand that, but I just want to make it clear, I get it, but I also want to make it clear that we're not asking anything of our public school employees that I haven't either A, done to myself as a legislator, asked of other public employees, and certainly not what people working in the private sector haven't experienced in their retirement and health care.
Well, it passed the House, and you have the majority there. Well, what's the holdup in the Senate from what you know?
You would have to ask the Senate. I'm not aware. As far as I know, we had a deal. And it's a good deal that saves schools billions of dollars, and I think the Senate, when they come back, should continue to pursue a vote on the bill.
We've been talking with State Representative Lisa Posthumus-Lyons, who represents the Michigan's 86th District. I went on the map to find out where Alto was. It's not
did
big.
Did you find
it? I certainly did, right off of I-96, just east of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, that's right. Don't blink. You might miss it. But it's beautiful. It's the best place to be.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good day.
You too. 7:44. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. It's 74 degrees. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a company that makes batteries for electric cars, and they were failing. Their stocks were going down the tubes. Well, they've rebounded. They're about to hire a lot more people, not only here in the state of Michigan, but outside the state. And we'll talk with a representative from that company next on 1320 WILS.